Yes, I love you, honey. I don't care if you're married. I will drive you home in my one-eyed Ford. We are, yo. We are, hey, ya, hey, yo, oh, ya, hey, yo, oh, ha. We are, hey, yo, oh, ya, hey, yo, oh, ha. We are, yes, I love you, honey. I don't care if you're married. I still love you. I'll get you yet. We are, we are, yo. Oh, yes, I love you, honey. I don't care if you're married. I will drive you home in my one-eyed Ford. We are, we are, yo. We are, hey, ya, hey, yo, oh, ya, hey, yo, oh, ha. We are, hey, yo, oh, ya, hey, yo, oh, ha. We are, we are, yo. We are, we are, yo. We are, we are.
That's a couple versions of Jim Pepper's 49 song. The first, titled Yanaho, was off his 1971 debut album Pepper's Powwow, and the latter a version from his 1983 album Coming and Going. He dedicated that album to his grandfather Ralph, his dad Gilbert, and his mother Floyd. Jim's family heritage and the sounds and songs he learned growing up influenced a unique jazz fusion unmatched in uniqueness even today. In the early 1960s, Pepper moved to New York and founded his band, The Free Spirits. In 1969, they released an album that included his signature song, Witchy Taito, which was based on a peyote chant he learned from his grandfather. Into the 1970s, he explored his heritage, contemporary jazz fusion, and Native American politics. On the song Coming and Going, Jim acknowledges the past and expresses hope for the future.
Nicky, Nicky was the dad. Yo, Wanga Chiano. Nicky, Nicky was the dad. Yo, Wanga Chiano. Nicky, Nicky was the dad. Yo, Wanga Chiano.
For Jim Pepper, as is true for so many jazz musicians, there was more opportunity and appreciation for him in Europe than in America. But whether abroad or at home, Pepper played with some of the greats and had much respect from his peers. Avacha Hiltonero is one of many performers who appreciated Jim Pepper.
The first time I heard him, I think, was in Europe. It was either New York or Europe. The first time I heard Jim Pepper, it turned my head around. Jim Pepper was one of the greatest artists that's ever lived. I think his name should be as big as John Coltrane. When he worked in New York, every great musician in town would be in the audience. And Jim Pepper was like nobody ever. You could not categorize him. Jim would start off, sometimes he would start playing. He'd do half an hour, 45 minutes solo, and you would be completely transported to another galaxy. He knew how good he was. And he still kept his feet on the ground, but he was never accepted in this country. In fact, no great Native American artist has been given the credit. When it came to jazz, Jim was it as far as Native arts. Native artists who are jazz musicians, he was the greatest as far as I'm concerned to this day. But there are other great Native musicians in this country. There's so many women, men musicians that are great artists, and this country refuses to acknowledge them because they want to pretend like they don't exist anymore, which is a lie. And the more they tell the lie, these artists become very popular everywhere but here. And so what they do is not only deny them their rightful legacy in this place that they were born in, this place that was born in them, they also deny themselves that medicine, that healing medicine that they have to offer.
Avacha Hiltonero, backed by the Jim Pepper tribute band, the Flying Eagles.
The Native influence on blues and jazz and what have you, but it's stronger than most people recognize. And Jim was very, 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 he could spot a black person with Native blood a mile away, and that's why he had so many of us, like Don Cherry or myself or whatever. You say there's so few of us around doing it. And that's how we became friends. Jim was a pretty amazing character. And during the so-called slavery time, there were a lot of Cimarron or Maroon colonies all over this country of free blacks and Indians that were living together. And a lot of the blues came out of that. So I want to take you to the lowdown Mississippi blues. And I want you to hear not only the African influence, I want you to hear that Native American influence in there, because it's definitely there. To keep him alive. He had a certain magic that nobody else that I know of has ever had, and we knew it. All the musicians knew it. I lived in Denmark for a while. You mentioned his name, everybody knows his name. They don't know it here. I want to make sure that you make sure that folks know his name. As a Yoruba dicho says, as long as we say a person's name, we keep them alive. So I'm going to ask you all to say Jim Pepper. Come on. He can't hear. Say it loud. Jim Pepper. Jim Pepper. Jim Pepper.
Thank you.
Kenman Miller is from Warm Springs, Oregon. Jim Pepper encouraged him to perform long ago, and today Miller plays with the Flying Eagles.
It means a lot to me to be in the Flying Eagle band. His Indian name meant Flying Eagle, so that's what he was. He was Flying Eagle. I met Jim Pepper in the early 70s. Through one of my old friends, Oliver Sanderville. Ollie told me about him, and he said, there's an Indian musician. I wanted to go out there and meet him, so I went to the nightclub one night, and sure enough, there was Jim. He was a real famous, renowned sax player, known throughout Europe mainly. Well, all the bad musicians knew who Jim was. I wasn't really a musician in them days, but Jim encouraged me to get up on stage with him. I'll never forget that. He knew I wasn't a musician, but he didn't care. He would say, come on up, Ken, man. I did. I would go up there, and we would play music together. When I first met Jim there in Portland, he had his own band there, and one of the guys in the band played with pleasure. His name was Richard Burdell. He was a horn player. I met Richard, and we all went together to a nightclub, him and Jim and I. I remember one time I called Jim, and he said, hey, Ken, man, I'm going to go check out Tire Power tonight. Yeah, you going to be there? Yeah, I love Tire Power. There were Jim and I. Both of us were singing, You're Still a Young Man. I'll never forget that. We were both part of the crowd, and it was a fun time. That's just how Jim was. He was a fun guy to be around. Happy-go-lucky. Jim was a kind of a traditional. He loved powwowing and Indian dancing. We talked about that. I told Jim one night, well, you know, Wichitaito, that's my favorite song of all. Jim said, well, Ken, man, from now on, that will be our brother's song forever. I've been proud to have known Jim.
Piote, Wenda, Yanawana ho, Piote, Wenda, Yanawana ho, Piote, Wenda, Yanawana ho, Yanane, Enen hui. Piote, Wenda, Yanawana ho, Piote, Wenda, Yanawana ho, Piote, Wenda, Yanawana ho, Yanane, Enen hui. Wichitaito, give me wow, Haniko, Rane, Yanane, no. Wichitaito, give me wow, Haniko, Rane, Yanane, no way. Wichitaito, give me wow, Haniko, Rane, Yanane, no. Wichitaito, give me wow, Haniko, Rane, Haniko, Rane, Haniko, Rane. Wichitaito, give me wow, Haniko, Rane.
Kika. Wichita, 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 Wich
To learn more about ongoing efforts to remember Jim Pepper, you can visit jimpepperfest.net. This program was recorded at KWSO Radio, owned and operated by the Confederate Tribes of Warm Springs, Oregon. Our website is kwso.org. This program was produced by Sue Matters. I'm Brutus Baez. Thanks for remembering Jim Pepper.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. The Community Advisory Board will meet Tuesday, November 21st at 6 p.m. at the Native American Youth and Family Center, 5135 Northeast Columbia Boulevard in Portland. Information about the Community Advisory Board can be found at kboo.fm/cab.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of What Now? Tuesday, November 21st at 6 p.m. at Revolution Hall in Portland. What Now is an event and movement created in the days after the November 2016 elections to channel collective frustration and fear into positive direct action in the community. This year's What Now event offers multiple engagement opportunities for Portlanders of all communities, backgrounds, and ages. Again, that's What Now, Tuesday, November 21st at 6 p.m. at Revolution Hall, 1300 Southeast Stark Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Portland.
Esto es Tania Gómez Daza para KBOO News. A continuación, un corte informativo en español para el día 21 de noviembre. Integrantes de la coalición de trabajadores de Imokalee realizaron ayer una marcha encabezada por mujeres en el centro de Manhattan, en Nueva York, a las afueras de las puertas del edificio de lujo donde se ubicaban las oficinas de Nelson Peltz, presidente de la junta directiva de la cadena Wendy's, que a diferencia de sus competidores como McDonald's y Burger King, se niegan a sumarse al programa de comida justa que, entre otras cosas, lucha por elevar el ingreso de jornaleros dedicados a la cosecha de jitomate en Florida y otros estados. También establece un Código de Derechos Humanos que incluye la cero tolerancia al hostigamiento sexual de las trabajadoras. Se sabe que en los campos de este país, 80% de las jornaleras reportan abusos sexuales. La nueva coalición de izquierda chilena, Frente Amplio, fue la gran sorpresa de las elecciones del pasado domingo, con un inesperado 20.27% de su candidata Beatriz Sánchez, quien estuvo a punto de entrar a la segunda vuelta. Mientras tanto, el expresidente derechista Sebastián Piñera y el senador oficialista Alejandro Guiller disputarán en diciembre la segunda vuelta de las elecciones presidenciales en Chile. De acuerdo con el servicio electoral, acudieron a las urnas 46.7% de los 14 millones inscritos.